I do have a favorite customer. She's an old woman who wears a beret and has a vague, mannered accent.
Where is your Shakespeare?
She's always asking.
Do you have any Shakespeare for me?
I tell her the price, and without fail, she'll slam her hand on the window sill and say,
What is this, air travel?
One time she came by and there was a gritty prison drama loading into the theater, so a lot of set pieces were in the lobby.
There is a toilet in your hallway, she said to me. This cannot be Shakespeare.
I told her a little bit about the show, to which she replied,
Oh, can't you offer me something more cheerful?
You think Shakespeare is cheerful? I asked, and she said,
When someone dies that beautifully, yes.
Another time she asked me if I'd seen the play she was buying tickets to, and when I said no, that it was hard for me to commit to an additional 3 hours at work most nights, she told me that if I continued my life in such a way, I would come to regret it.
You have 3 hours you can give to Shakespeare, she said.
It turns out she lives in my neighborhood, or I should say I live in her neighborhood. Hey, neighbor, I said, I'm on 181st. And she declared,
You are below the Spanish Steps. I call them that because they have grand steps, just like that in Rome. Have you been to Rome?
I told her no, and she said,
Let me guess. It's hard for you to commit to it.
There are other factors, too, I protested. But she tisk-tisked, tucked her ticket envelope into her wallet, grabbed her cane, and said,
You are young, and you are rich with time. People who desire money can have it. I desire time.